This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution. You know, I'm going to jump into it because our guest is going to be, we're going to talk about education, big time. Because you look at what's going on, you look at what's being put out there, you look at what you're being told is true education, what we need to teach our kids. Now, you parents, deep down in your heart, you know what's going on. Right? You know where the education is with your kids. You know, well, look at some of you with your grandkids. Right? And when you see what's happening in the schools with your kids, you want to say to yourself, where is the Department of Education? Where are they? Oh, that's right. They belong to them. Look, you, the generic you, not any one of you in particular, you gave up the education system to the Democrats years ago. What did you expect to happen? They've been talking about these people like they're their kids forever, are they not? And so you can't be, in any way, shape, manner, or form, you cannot be surprised that your kids can't add or subtract. Not only now are they confused about adding, subtracting, math, right? We can't have AP classes anymore because it makes a certain other group, protected group of people, feel stupid. God forbid we help the other group of people. No, no, we don't want to do that. That would take too much work or something. I don't know. I mean, seriously. No. We'll let them all suffer. We'll make absolutely no changes. As long as our kids know the difference or are confused about their genetic makeup, their gender. Don't you? It's there. We know it's there. Seriously, right? Think about it. We know it's there. We know that the corruption is there. We know what they're trying to do now. They've been out front about it in so many ways. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, some of you have already emailed me. I don't want to talk about Trump's more charges brought against him. You know this is going to happen. This is nothing new. This is not going to stop till they think they can grab him and get him to either give up or even go further than that. Really try to get him in jail on some quote-unquote trumped-up charges? Yeah, I don't think so. He's not going to get. Matter of fact, you're just teeing him off more and more and more. To the point where he's going to work twice as hard to get in that seat and stay in that seat. And he's not going to care what you think or don't think. Right? Look at the people, the American-loving, American-hating people he surrounded himself with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Hey, the president got a little creepy with the Italian president. He has no boundaries. But you know what? He has no boundaries because he doesn't really know where he's at and what he's doing. Biden, on Thursday, he held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy. There won't be a joint press conference with Meloni because Joe Biden's too feeble. Can't stand there that long. May lock up just like, you know, Mitch did. Biden, with his cue cards in hand, opened his bilateral meeting by creeping on Meloni. The 80-year-old pervert leaned forward. He held Meloni's hand, tried to sniff her hair. You just watch him. Go grab the video and watch what he did. What is it with him? Is it... Biden began rambling about himself. He said, I might be Irish, but I'm not stupid. He continued to ramble about himself. He said, I want you to know I'm the only non-Italian named man of the year by the Italian society. God, you know, remember that guy? Who was that? That guy that lied all the time on Saturday Night Live. Can any one of you guys help me out here? You know what I'm talking about, right? These guys, I mean, he was perfect at this. And this would play like Joey B, like nobody else's story. It was great. And Biden, again, I don't know if he's lying. No, I don't mean that why you think. I mean that because I don't even think he, I think that when he spews this stuff out, he thinks it's true. Right? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't have enough time to pull this up, or I would. All right, Joe is here, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork work for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You got to get informed first. Make sure you have the real information. Because if you don't have the real information, then you, and I hate to say it this way, but I'm going to, you sound like them. We don't want to sound like them. We want to make sure that when you're having a conversation with somebody, and I won't even say somebody to the left, I'm just going to say with somebody who's in that, got a different viewpoint than you, maybe on a different side of the aisle, maybe not even on the different side of the aisle, but just has a different viewpoint, that when you're discussing with them, you have the truth. You have the facts. Otherwise, you're going to lose. I don't know if you've seen this before, but basically, if if you have the facts, and I know some of you can get mad at me, but you know, they're going to do a Mitch McConnell on it. They're going to freeze. They're not going to know what to say because they're not well-versed in it. You got any questions? You want to send me some email? You can send me an email at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My next guest, Edward Bartlett, he's a president of Stop Abuse in Violent Environments, known as SAVE. He's one of the leading advocates for changing Title IX to expand sex to mean gender identity. Dr. Bartlett has criticized the Department of Education on this point, as well as its redefinition of the First and 14th Amendments. You know, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Joe. Great to chat with you.
Yeah. So why don't you give us an overview of what it is you really try to push with Title IX?
Sure. Well, Title IX, of course, is the federal law that's designed to stop sex discrimination in schools. And the law was passed 51 years ago, and it's basically a very good law. Nobody, you know, says that we should have sex discrimination. Okay. That was 51 years ago, but beginning under the Obama administration, the Department of Education began to politicize Title IX, and instead of turning it not just a sex discrimination law, they turned it into a adjudication of sexual harassment complaints law, right?
Yep.
And of course, they eliminated due process, which of course gets us right into the 14th Amendment issues. So that was just the warm-up phase. Because now under Biden, Biden wants to actually change the definition of sex to include gender identity. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that idea?
Nothing. I don't know what you're complaining about. Absolutely nothing. You know, again, being on a school board, I know we're just getting to know each other, but my listeners know I've been on one for a long time. It has been one of those issues that have come up at least once a year where somebody comes after the district for Title IX, you know, not doing the right thing. A field isn't the right size, or the equipment isn't the right way. And the reasoning behind it, unless, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, one of the reasons behind it was to make it, I don't want to say easier, but make it right, because women don't have the same upper body strength maybe as a male. You know, males don't have the same lower body strength as females. There is a difference, is there not, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. I don't. You know, you remember Leah Thomas, University of Pennsylvania swimmer, and when he was standing at the podium holding his prize, and then right next to him was Riley Gaines, the true biological female, and right there you could see the difference. I mean, you know, difference in height, difference in musculature, difference in, you know, the strength. I mean, it was laughable that they would be forced to compete with each other.
Yeah, and you're seeing that, like I said, you're seeing that more and more, and it's getting harder and harder to fight. And why are not more people in the medical world, more doctors, more physicians, more people involved in this, why are they not speaking up?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. And my theory is that during the COVID period, everybody, especially medical professionals, were mandated to toe the line, to toe the party line, I should say. And so that mentality of you've got to toe the party line, I think, is carried over into this gender-affirming, gender ideology area.
Very, very, very scary. You know, one of the areas, and whether I was smart in believing this or not, but one of the people in your life growing up that you could always trust or thought you could always trust was the doctor, was the one that you've been, you know, going to for years and knew all about you. And now we're finding out that might not be so true, huh?
Well, yeah, we could have a whole conversation about all of the myths that happened under COVID, but let's go back to Title IX. So,
yep.
You know, the Biden proposal to change the definition of sex would have all sorts of ramifications, not just women's sports. It would promote gender transitioning because, you know, hey, we can, you know, 8-year-olds, you know, supposedly born in the wrong body, which of course would undermine parental rights. which would also have the effect of undermining free speech because of pronoun mandates. And, of course, that would also have an impact on due process. And the list just goes on and on of the devastating effect that this one little, you know, quote, little change in the definition of sex, it would have ripple effects throughout the entire society.
Well, and this isn't necessarily mandated slash under the purview of slash just the president. This is the Department of Education that has control over this, is it not?
It's the Department of Education and more. So you may recall the very first day in office, President Biden issued what's called an all of government executive order on exactly this topic. So every you know, whether it's Health and Human Services, Department of Defense, and even the USDA. The USDA operates what's called the school lunch program. So now we have cases of school lunch programs that are refusing to toe the transgender ideology. Well, they've had their federal funding yanked. That's actually happened.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. I know the simple arguments or the simple threats that we've got at the school district I'm at from the county at the state level alone that has threatened to withhold funding. You're going to think I'm a little crazy, but I've always said, why do we challenge them on that? Why do we let them get away with it? You know, they're going to withhold taxpayer dollars when we're doing the right thing for the at least 98% of the other students that are there with us. Sort of where my head's at.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're in California. You probably heard about this lawsuit in the Chico school district.
I'm going to ask you to hold for a second. We'll come back to it. We got to go for a commercial break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go for a lot more on the Department of Education when we return.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USC
a news update. The White House stressing how little House Republicans have to show for their months of investigations already into Biden family corruption claims. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre got chippy with one reporter Wednesday.
Suggested that there's no evidence to back up the Republicans.
Which is true. Here. I'm not suggesting it. That's actually a fact.
The White House is pushing back against claims that Biden family members have been involved in corrupt dealings with foreign nationals years ago. The NFL Players Association is tired of artificial turf,
urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. The plea follows New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon injury. MetLife Stadium, home to the Jets and Giants, recently switched to field turf, an artificial surface. NFLPA says that adopting natural grass is a straightforward and safer choice, which is supported by player preference and data.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him back in. Dr. Bartlett, Dr. Edward Bartlett joins me. And he's been critical, I guess, of the Department of Education on on dealing with Title IX, dealing with the scientific viewpoint that gender is a social construct. Now, I know they don't say that, but they buy into it. Doctor, thanks for being with me. Appreciating your time.
Hey, great to talk to you, Joe.
So, let's just jump to the Department of Education. And a lot of people are calling for the total abolishment of, and I don't, frankly and honestly, I don't really have a problem with it. I'm in education. Because I see it here in California that you have state legislators that are trying to set rules down for the rest of the state, and they have no clue. We have different cultures. We have different communities. We have different ways of looking at things, and yet they're trying to do a one-size-fits-all at a state level. At the federal level, it could never work. And it's too many differences. Agreed?
Well, absolutely. Central Valley versus San Francisco. I mean, you can't describe a greater cultural difference mm-hmm. than between those two areas. You know, people, you know, Spanish-speaking, you know, workers in the southern part of the state. Yeah, it's varied all over the state, you know, not to mention throughout the whole country. But bottom line is, the Biden administration is not just politicized the Department of Education. They have weaponized the Department mm-hmm. of Education. In other words, they're using Title IX as a tool to undermine key values, our understanding of the Constitution, our understanding of free speech, our understanding of due process, undermining the parental rights I mean, the list goes on and on how Title IX is being exploited to really transform our entire society.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And it's a matter of, again, who's in charge? When you look at the people that are heads of some of these departments, and I know you don't live in California, but they brought these directors in from California who had already ruined this state, had already made changes that have really made it tough in this state overall. And, you want to talk about the mental health issues that will come from these young girls that have been beating their brains out since they were 4 years old to be great runners, great swimmers, whatever it is that they're trying to aspire to. And then a guy shows up who is 287th in his league, and now he's in the She League, and he's number one. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and that was exactly the case with Leah Thomas. He was, like, ranked, I don't know, 400th in the country in swimming, men's swimming. And then one day he decided to become female, and all of a sudden he started setting new national records for females. Well, obviously, just changing your subjective gender identity does not do anything to eliminate your physical advantages.
Yeah. Well, I've asked the question to other people I've had on the show. I say, look at that person in the face and say, so let me ask you a question. If you go from female to male, for instance, does that mean that you are no longer susceptible to any diseases that are more prevalent in women than men? I mean,
yeah. Well, yeah. There you go, following the science again, Joe. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, but yeah, I mean, you just barely scratch the surface, and the science just blows up in your face. It doesn't make sense to just simply disregard one's biology, and just say, oh, well, you may have been born in the wrong body. That's pure nonsense, and we need to call it out. And maybe it'd be good to call out that this is derives from Marxist ideology.
Yep.
And let me, if I can, explain that.
Go.
So Karl Marx was all about eliminating all social differences, not just class differences. He wanted to eliminate all differences. So when feminism came along, and of course, feminism is based on Marxist ideology, they started thinking about, oh, well, very, very interesting. So we need to actually, make biology an irrelevant factor here. And that way we can assure complete equality. And of course, equality means uniformity.
Yep.
That way we'll achieve complete uniformity between men and women. So, this is Marxist ideology writ large, and we're seeing it all across the country.
You know, it's really interesting about your point here with the Department of Education. When you read letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other, you read some of the arguments that they had in the founding, not just the founding of the country, in the first years of legislating. They wanted to make sure that the people had the power, that the power was local, that you had control over your schools, your local government, and what have you. That's why many, many major cities, towns, whatever you want to call them, had meeting houses. They had community meeting houses where people could come together and discuss and talk about the things going on in the city, kind of self-governance, if you would. When you create something like the Department of Education, and the state has a Department of Education, you now put yourself two and three levels away from the people. They don't listen to the people in D.C., especially the Department of Education. And I think it's a major mistake. I think it takes it away, truly takes it away from the parents who should have the major say in their kids' education. Don't you agree?
Well, absolutely. And, let's go back to Karl Marx. His political philosophy was totalitarianism. He wanted rules and decisions to be made from the top going down, which is, of course, the exact opposite of what you said. The head of the U.S. Department of Education, Miguel Cardona, he actually did a tweet in May, and I'll paraphrase what he said. He said, because teachers are with children, children every day, they know what is best for their children.
Yeah.
Now, and he used the word their children, referring to the teacher's children. Now, let me ask you this question, Joe. How many teachers in your area were out there, you know, marching because they wanted to reopen the schools during the COVID era? Not in my area.
No.
The teachers were pretty much saying, okay, we'll just keep the schools closed as long as possible. Well, you know, bottom line is it's just absurd for teachers to be said, oh, well, they are, you know, our children because we see them every day in the classroom.
Yeah, I hear a lot of teachers say that. You know, they are our children. I love seeing my kids. I can't wait to get back to my kids. And listen, let's be honest about it. You know, some teachers who say that really kind of mean it in that way of, you know, they're my kids because they're here every day and I care for them and I love them. There are others that truly feel that this is indoctrination time. I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've been compiling statements from political leaders. Joe Biden himself made a statement several months ago in the White House saying that, yeah, they are, you know, he was talking to teachers. He was saying, yes, the kids are your children, and you have the right to decide. He didn't say that, but that's the implication.
Right.
You have the right to decide, you know, what you're going to teach them. And go ahead. You have free leash to say what you want to say.
We've heard the teachers' union, you know, say, you know, teachers are professionals. You need to allow them to do their jobs. Parents have not been trained to raise up kids, that kind of stuff. And you have to cringe. You have to listen to what they're saying. One school district wants to remove the term parent and replace it with caregiver. And I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Wow.
Go ahead. I can think of a couple of ethnic groups, and you tell them from now on the formal no longer say parents, the formal say caregivers, and you watch what happens. But it's the Marxist thing that you talk about where they have to separate the family. They have to separate the kids from the family, the mom from the dad. They have to blow this thing apart. Anyway, gotta go for a quick break. Joe Bettini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masiv, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you're part of the solution. But you need to be informed. You need to have a clue. And that's how this works, and that's how it always works. Anyway, I've got Dr. Bartlett on with me, Edward Bartlett. He's the president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments, also called SAVE. He's one of the leading advocates for changing Title IX to expand sex to mean gender identity. Now, again, Doctor, you've got the Department of Education that's going to drive this thing, and I know I agree with you. I think the federal Department of Education needs to go. I think it needs to be brought back to the local level. I mean, if you think about it, here in California anyway, we have over 1,000 school boards, 1,000 school districts, and that means that those people in those areas, they wanted their own school district. They wanted their own culture. They wanted their own character, if you would. And that's why they hire, for all intents and purposes, by voting for five distinct trustees, school board trustees. And when you get to the Department of Education level, you brought it up earlier, they can kind of pull the strings of every one of those when it comes to money. Who gets money? Who doesn't get money? And it is a big deal. I wish people would understand how that money system works. A lot of my constituents will say, well, they can't hold the money from you. Really? You know, you've been involved in that kind of stuff.
What's really interesting, Joe, is how liberals are reacting very strongly against this. Of course, you know about what happened in San Francisco last year, where I think it was three board members yep. were actually voted out of office because they were just taking wokeism too far. Another example is I live in an ultra-liberal part of the country on the East Coast, and there was a demonstration against our local school board. I actually went to this demonstration. The issue was about what's called opt-out. In other words, these parents wanted to be able to opt out their kids so that they didn't have to endure a lecture on oral anal sex for their 12-year-old, right? So I go over to this group, this demonstration, thinking it's going to be maybe 20 or 30 people. No, there was 500 people there. And then I thought, oh, well, these will be all white conservative Christians. No, they were all from Ethiopia. Ethiopia, and they were there passionate about the issue. There were fathers, there were mothers, there were kids. It started to rain. People didn't leave. They kept, they were there, and they wanted to make a statement. So bottom line is that, whether you live in liberal San Francisco or, this is really not a partisan liberal conservative issue. It's about do we care about the kids and not falling into this transgender ideology.
You know, what I think is funny here is you and I were talking about this during the break, and somebody just asked a question about, what happened in Glendale. And in essence, it is stereotypical what goes on across the country. Here you have a fairly conservative Armenian community, a lot of Armenian Christians that live there. For the longest time, they never really engaged in any of the school stuff. And finally, when they start to see what's happening, and I think COVID-19, though a curse, was also a blessing because parents got to see what was going on in these schools. So now what you have is you have these Armenian fathers, Christian Armenian men, which God bless them for stepping up because most of the time, as you see across the country, it's mostly women. Men should be stepping up to protect their families, to protect their kids as well. And I think they made their case. They made an impact. I think we need to see more of that. Nonviolent, but we need to see so much more of that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, exactly. And this demonstration that I went to here locally, there were just as many fathers as mothers there, and they were just really energized. They were a very friendly group. I mean, there was no like sense of hostility or anger. People were just kind of jovial and just happy to be there and express their views. So they were. There's an irony there, Joe, that here we had immigrants from Ethiopia kind of teaching, Americans what it's like to be an American.
I know. Don't you love that? It's interesting how people coming from other countries, oppressed countries, countries that's really a socialist, and they're coming here to get away from it, and they find themselves back in it again. Now, many,
yeah.
and I love to see the change to a big degree, there are many, ethnicities that, because of the governments they came from, they're reluctant to get involved. And I think the beauty here is that you're now hurting their children. They're no longer willing to be quiet, right?
Exactly. So that I think we should, turn to, these presidential candidates who are calling for the abolition of the Department of Education. You may recall going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. He sort of floated this idea, but it was such a, at that time it was such a, people didn't look on the idea well. So Reagan actually withdrew that proposal. But here we are in 2023, and we have, and I'll just read their names, Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott. all of them have come out and they've used the word abolition or abolish. So they're not beating around the bush. They really want to do this. Other people, I'll mention Donald Trump, for example. He has not called for the abolition, but he has called for, you know, basically the complete reversal of this transgender ideology in schools. So it's really across the board. It's federal lawmakers, senators, members of the House of Representatives, it's state lawmakers, it's state governors, it's state attorneys general. I mean, honestly, I've never seen in my life such a broad cross-section of America protesting this kind of policy from a U.S. federal agency.
I don't, for some reason, I was reading through some things while you were speaking, and I don't see any Democrats on any of those lists anywhere. Just making an observation.
You're basically right. But just in the interest of balance, I will mention former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Of Hawaii. And actually, I'm going to read to you what she said. Quote, Congress needs to pass legislation in order to stop the Biden administration's action from moving forward because it will directly undermine Title IX and erase the progress that women have made. Of course, she was referring to women's sports.
Right.
That's Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm sad to say I'm not aware of any other, either current or former liberals who have said anything close to that. It's basically entirely Republicans that have been speaking out.
Well, they will, you know, we were talking off a line at one point about the Chino school board members who voted to at least notify the parents when a child decides, and a child decides to deviate from their birth certificate when it comes to their gender and name, and simply let the parent know what's going on. I mean, God forbid we should tell the parent what's happening. And she has received hundreds and hundreds of death threats and nasty emails, even to the point where somebody said, you need to be killed in the parking lot, cut up in pieces, and thrown away in a garbage bag. I mean, give me a break. This is the group that says, what is it, Love Trump's Hate? Seriously,
yeah,
I think this
right.
is why people are afraid to speak up.
Well, this actually happened to my organization. You may be familiar with a platform for petitions that's called change.org. It's one of the biggest platforms out there.
Yep.
And we actually had a petition, and we worded it in a very, understated way. We didn't use any of the buzzwords, but we basically said this Title IX proposal is a bunch of crap, right? We didn't use that word, of course, but we said it really was a bad idea. Well, about 2 weeks after we started this petition, we got an email saying, this represents hate speech. We have removed your petition from change.org. End of story.
Yep.
So, hey, what about tolerance? What about diverse ideas?
They don't care about that anymore. The funny thing about it is that, again, as the uneducated guy in the room, I always say the same thing. I know the difference between a fascist and an anti-fascist. I know what fascism means. Interesting that the fascists are calling us fascists. Before we run out of time here, though, Doctor, tell people about your organization and how they can help. You've got about 40 seconds.
All right. Here's the web address, saveservices.org. Again, saveservices.org. We have all kinds of information about Title IX and how we need to stop this horrendous proposal to change the definition of sex to include gender identity.
Yeah, I mean, people get involved. This happens because you weren't paying attention. As they say, you were asleep at the wheel. All right, Doctor, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Joe Messina, your host. I got you. Well, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you, because I got a lot to beef about.